RKO 4H Kit.
So, Patrick, we're just moping along here beside Cunningham Lake and headed down to Mutt's Barbecue.
Well, good deal. I'm just on my way up 25. I haven't made it to the state line yet. Ain't got far to go, though.
Well, Jiminy, I thought you'd be long past that by now. Do you have a stop to make?
Talking to the guy where I parked my truck, he's finally getting moved into the shop there at his house, so I was standing outside talking to him for a few minutes.
Nice. Boy, you couldn't pick a prettier day. I got 73 degrees, Patrick. And just passing where we can see the lake and really starting to look pretty with a few of the leaves starting to turn. I bet it's really turning up there.
On the side of the mountain where they're left, they're turning pretty good.
Out of that. I bet that's true. I just heard them talking about Pisgah on the Fox News Channel last night or night before. The leaf watchers coming down and going to it. And I didn't see that it was that beautiful yet, but they're starting to turn.
They turn, but there's less of them this year. The trees kind of got stripped. It is what it is, and I know they're pushing for people to come in the leaf season so they can try to save a little bit of the tourism season, but really, I know the business is needed, but it's still going to be hard to get in there for the infrastructure. It is not quite there. It's still damaged. Roads are closed. Trees are still on the edge of the roads, and so they're going to be causing more problems if they do come in a lot of cases.
Tons of trees down here. You know, I've noticed a lot more smaller limbs, you know, like a foot long or so, with leaves and big clumps laying around this year. I think it's all due to the extreme dryness.
Next problem is now you get all these people up here don't pay attention and don't realize how dry it is here, and they throw a cigarette butt out the window, and there goes some more problems.
Not living up there, I hadn't thought about that, but it's drier down here than a popcorn fart.
About the same at the house. We've had a little bit of rain Saturday, and that's about it. But as far as anything to amount to anything, we have not. That barely even kicked the dust up for a minute.
And Patrick.
Yes, Bernice. Good to hear you. And I hope Tom's behaving for you today.
That'll never happen, but he has been pretty good.
Hope your broomstick's still intact then, anyway.
Tim, as Dave always says. Oh, I'm not real hungry. I had a piece of carrot cake and a cup of coffee about an hour ago. But when I get out there and smell that grub out at Mutt's, I'll probably change my mind. I don't know if Yap Creek got finished up there yet, up near our house. So when I went up there the other day, you know, that junkyard is just down the road from us there to the right. There was chuck holes in that road, and it was gravel, and they hadn't got it done yet. But I decided to drive down by the lake here. I don't know what street this is, but Memorial Drive.
HKX. Yeah, that was the road I was asking you about there last Thursday about cutting across to your place, if it was open, and I couldn't remember the name of it.
I'm getting senile in my old age, and there's a great big... Oh, good. He's not in my lane. One of those... I screwed up, Patrick. Oh, well. Maybe they'll clear and I can go ahead and go. I didn't get in the left-hand lane.
Well, Tom, I'm going to clear out of here so you can pay attention to what you're doing there. And you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And look forward to seeing you there Thursday. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
It's not unusual for us ham radio operators to miss a turn. things happen. 73's Patrick, be safe. KO4HKX and 0TR.